Aman Musa, good morning. South Africa's Health Minister Zweli Mkhize says the country has breached the 6,000 mark in new daily cases in the last reporting period for the first time since August. Mkhize says South Africa is officially in the second wave of the coronavirus. The death toll has risen to 22,574 after 135 COVID-19 related fatalities were recorded. Briefing the nation, Mkhize said four provinces are the key drivers of the new wave, namely the Eastern Cape, Western Cape, KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng province.
It's important for us to now recognize that this now is a second wave. The majority of the new cases are from Western Cape, and that is 30% of the positive cases today, followed by Eastern Cape, 24%, then KwaZulu-Natal, 23%, and Gauteng province, which is 17%. Free State, Limpopo, Mpumalanga and Northwest each account for 1%. Northern Cape even accounted for less than 1%. Today, we've breached the 6,000 mark in terms of new cases, and the total new cases identified are 6,079, which are giving us a total of 828,592.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has raised concerns about wealthy countries procuring COVID-19 vaccines for their own citizens at the exclusion of others. Some African countries have, for example, indicated that they will only be able to access immunizations by the second quarter of next year, while more developed nations have moved with breakneck speed that could see millions vaccinated in certain countries before the end of the year. Guterres has warned that if Africa was not properly supported, then the world would not be able to fight the pandemic effectively.
It's true, we are seeing vaccine nationalism moving with full speed. And the only way to guarantee to the African continent the vaccines that the African continent needs, and we all need, because if Africa is not properly supported, we will not be able to fight the pandemic anywhere effectively. The only way is, of course, to make sure that the COVAX initiative that has gathered a large number of countries, but all the specialized institutions from the World Health Organization to Gavi to CEPI and to all the others, to make sure that the COVAX is financed.
The National Election Commission in Ghana has announced that President Nana Akufo-Addo has won re-election with 51.59% of the vote, beating out his rival, the former president, John Mahama. Police say five people were killed in the violence linked to Monday's polls. The results were announced by the head of the Electoral Commission, Jean Mensah.
It is my duty and honor to declare Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo as president-elect of the Republic of Ghana. May God bless our homeland, Ghana, and make our nation great and strong. Let peace reign.
Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari says his administration is investing heavily in military equipment, including aircraft. There have been numerous recent attacks by militants in northeastern Nigeria, leading to criticism of the government's handling of security. The BBC's Mayeni Jones has the details.
What is perhaps most notable in President Buhari's latest statement on insecurity is how little he talked of the troubled northeast. He only mentioned a region which has been rocked by terrorist attacks for over a decade to say his administration had done well there. The statement comes less than 2 weeks after 43 farmers were killed by militants in Borno State. Instead, the president insisted insecurity was worse elsewhere, namely in the south, where he said oil installations were sabotaged daily. Speaking about October's anti-police brutality protests, he said violent demonstrations would not be tolerated.
And finally, details have emerged of an agreement between Khartoum and Moscow for Russia to establish a naval base on Sudan's Red Sea coast. The deal signed last week will allow Russia to keep up to four Navy ships, including nuclear-powered vessels, in Port Sudan for the next 25 years. Analysts say the move is part of Russia's attempt to reassert its geopolitical influence. In 2017, on his first visit to Russia, Sudan's former president Omar al-Bashir asked President Vladimir Putin to protect his country from United States aggression. Bashir has since been ousted from power and is being held in prison in Khartoum. That's the news headlines at 7:30 Central African Time.